the Brisbane to Gold Coast. So what's that, about 45 minutes?
45,
but people love those long train journeys. But what if it was every day? I mean, there are some people who commute long distances every day and it's just part of life. People who live in Bendigo to Melbourne, for example, or if you're in Sydney, you know, and you live out at Penrith, you might be doing a trip or even a longer trip than that.
Absolutely.
So the idea of going from the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane or Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast for work isn't so silly. A lot of people do it.
It sure do. And the federal government has confirmed its funding for the Sunshine Coast Rail Extension. And we're just curious about what facilities might be available for little bladders as well.
I think it's a fair question. 2-hour journey. You need a loo. Yeah. Jeff Addison is from Rail Back on Track. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Okay, now I have to ask this because I have had my parents on the train ride to the Sunshine Coast and no loos, which can be a bit of a problem over 2 hours, not just for those of us who are, you know, over 50, but for those of us who are under 10 and might not be able to hold on. Do they normally lose on these longer journeys?
Look, there is supposed to be. There was actually a big battle with the government back in 2014 over toilets to the Sunshine Coast on trains. Mm-hmm. And the government at the time, the Transport Minister, Scott Emerson, promised that all Sunshine Coast trains would have working loos. So that battle was sort of won back in 2014.
Okay.
I have heard reports every now and then of trains coming to and from the Sunshine Coast without toilets or without working toilets.
Yep.
And obviously, as you said, you know, the length of the journey, it's the best part of 2 hours. Not having facilities for, you know, elderly people or young children is something that, you know, needs to be eradicated.
Absolutely. So moving on to the actual rail extension, what does this mean for Greater Brisbane and for those on the Sunshine Coast?
Look, certainly we would welcome it. The Sunshine Coast at this date in time in the 21st century has a single rail track to service our region. You know, nowhere else in the nation has the limited track and services that the Sunshine Coast has. So this will be a huge boost for, you know, travellers from the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane and Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast and tourism. You know, current public transport use on the Sunshine Coast is pretty abysmal. It's about 3%. You know, the government talks about targets of 7 or 8%, which just can't be met with our existing public transport services.
Mm. Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track on ABC Radio Brisbane. We know Stephen Miles took a delegation down to get this back on track. Now that it is, how long do we expect the project to take?
That is the big question. I have great concerns that they're not going to be able to get the job done in time for the Olympics, the Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2032. And my reason for that is that the Redcliffe Peninsula line, which was announced by Julia Gillard in 2010, started construction in 2013, finished on the 4th of October 2016. That was 6 years to build 12 kilometres of track, 12 and a half kilometres of track. We're talking 37 kilometres of track, so three times the length. And that's the biggest concern we have, that this rail line to Maroochydore won't be finished in time for the Olympics.
Was the project ever really in doubt?
Look, it wasn't from my point of view. Mm-hmm. The federal government, Catherine King, honoured the $1.6 billion that the former coalition government had set aside for the project when they won office. And, you know, that was wonderful news. And she reconfirmed it after the latest infrastructure review. She said there would be $160 million for planning and the remaining $1.44 billion would be for construction. That's pretty standard from a federal government. They generally tend to put their money towards construction so that, you know, federal money isn't wasted on state government plans, of which there have been a lot for this project over the last two decades.
Do we have the plan for exactly where it's going already, Jeff?
Look, we have the corridor, yes, what's called the CAMCOS corridor, the Caboolture-Maroochydore corridor study. That was finished back in 2001. And then so it's just a matter of, you know, what route they take through that corridor from Biwa up to the heart of Maroochydore.
Mm. Okay. Now, Jeff, you mentioned obviously the timeline. It's going to be tight. What does that mean jobs-wise?
Look, they'll need a lot of workers. They're going to need a lot of you know, I guess, assistance to meet that kind of target. I don't know anywhere in Australia where a 37-kilometre section of rail line in a greenfield corridor has been built within 9 years. And you know, and that's what's needed. So, yeah, look, you'd expect a real, they're going to need a huge boost in the, you know, the rail construction industry to get this project done on time. But given that the federal government, you know, they have confirmed the money, it was never really in doubt. I could have saved Stephen Miles a trip. But the ball really is in the state government's court. And, you know, to their credit, they've put $14 million towards the business case. That's to bring the business case forward and to have it finished by the end of this year so that the governments can make a decision on, you know, construction in 2024, next year.
Okay.
But it really all hinges on state government funding. And, you know, I have, again, serious concerns about that because there was another rail track project up here on the Sunshine Coast called the Beerburrum to Lansbury Rail Duplication. That was announced on the 9th of June 2018 by Mark Bailey and Jackie Trad here in Nambour, and they haven't yet laid one sleeper after over 5.5 years.
Okay.
So, you know, when you look at that, when you look at the length of the line, you know, the state government are really going to need to get cracking. And
okay, Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll stay across that one, Kelly. It's almost time for the 7:30 news. After that, we'll check in with QFES and talk about the hot summer ahead.